USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An outbreak of severe thunderstorms, including a few strong tornadoes, unfolded overnight for the Mississippi Valley, Mid-South, and parts of the Southeast. The National Weather Service says about 40 million people across the South are at risk for severe weather today. Wednesday's tornado threats include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken later today. President Biden urged Congress to end the risk of a potential railroad strike that could bring the United States commerce to a halt by forcing labor unions to accept an agreement the administration helped negotiate but failed to pass for unions. Those four unions represent 55% of the railroad workers in America and was rejected because it does not offer the paid sick time they asked for. The House may offer a deal later today. Heavy underdogs. The U.S. soccer team defeated Iran 1-0 Tuesday and advanced in the World Cup. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
The U.S. men's soccer team is advancing to the knockout stage at the World Cup in Qatar. They beat Iran 1-0 Tuesday in their final group game. A first-half goal from Christian Pulisic sealed the win for the Americans. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. The match begins at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The Senate passed legislation to allow federal protection for same-sex marriages with a bipartisan vote Tuesday. The final tally was 61-36. Stuart Rhodes, leader of the Oath Keepers, and one other defendant were convicted of seditious conspiracy for their roles on January 6. The guilty verdicts were reached by a Washington, D.C. jury. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
How was your Thanksgiving this year? I bet it wasn't as scary as this guy's. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
28-year-old James Grimes was rescued by the Coast Guard on Thanksgiving Day after falling off a Carnival cruise ship the day before. One of his heroes, aviation survival technician Richard Hopeful, spoke to CBS News about the save.
I believe that survivor had about 30 seconds to a minute left before we would have lost him. An incredible will to survive. He fell off a boat. He didn't have flotation. He didn't have a radio or flares. He just had to do anything that he could with what he had, which was nothing.
From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Washington lawmakers continue to try to get a budget put together. Tim Berg has more.
Congressional leaders are agreeing on the need to pass an omnibus spending package next month to avoid a partial government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says a continuing resolution would be the best way to reduce spending.
If, on the other hand, you're concerned about the defense of our country and the funding of the Ukraine war, you are somewhat hesitant to go in that direction.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a continuing resolution would hurt the military and undercut national security. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.